Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Well, things will be hopping out here at the Coliseum again today as the A's and Giants wrap up this Bay Bridge series. 3-2 A's right now. Whoever wins it today gets the trophy. They're playing for the trophy, Bruce Jenkins.
Oh, it's so big. I don't know. I'm going to sweat right now over the whole trophy thing.
I told Ron Wotus, if you win the game today and run out there, grab that trophy and bring
like,
it back.
Like Cal and Stanford. Right. You might get tackled by somebody, right. You know, call the cops, everything.
Yeah. go get it.
Yeah.
Boy, what a night last night. First of all, biggest baseball crowd of the year exceeded the Dodger crowd by about 3,000. But the largest in Coliseum baseball history. How about that?
Amazing. And I took Bart over here and coming across the BART Bridge and down towards here, down the ramp, the fans are just, they're lined up for miles out there. The parking lot's hopping. People are playing catch and barbecuing. And, you know, I just it lets you know how things could be out here and probably will be if they ever get the new ballpark.
Isn't it the truth? The East Bay fans get the short stick as far as being loyal fans who come out. I said it to someone who was on today. It was sort of like a candlestick crowd in a way, and that's tough to duplicate.
Yeah, I think it's going to have some meaning down the stretch if they stay in it. I mean, there's no way that they draw 7,000 for a big, you know, late August game against Seattle. That just wouldn't be right. If that does happen, it would just be so discouraging. It's not going to look like this, but I would hope that it would level out a little bit into the 20,000s or something.
Well, if it's a Saturday or Sunday,
yeah.
If it's a Tuesday night or a Monday night, get ready.
It could be tough. Yeah.
Get ready. That's the history of baseball here. And look, Candlestick went through the same thing with the weekday night games.
When I covered the A's in the 80s, the only time the place really came to life was when the Red Sox or the Yanks in town
that's
on
right.
a Saturday or Sunday. It was terrific. It was packed. And it was about maybe 60-40 in favor of the opposition. You know, transplanted New Englanders and New Yorkers.
Well, the Red Sox would take over the place.
No,
I mean, I remember when they played with Manny Ramirez, hit the home run off Zito, I think it was.
Mm.
The place went nuts, you know, in the playoffs.
Like really loud.
Remember, is it like the sixth inning, I think he finally got to him.
Yeah.
I could still see it down the left field line.
Yeah, the Red Sox tended to not play terribly well when they'd come out here. You know, it's a long West Coast swing, but I think that probably revived them a little bit.
I saw Marty Patton go 8 2/3 for the Red Sox of no-hit ball, and Reggie broke it up.
Jeez.
Up the middle with two out in the ninth inning. Red Sox games out here, and plus the playoffs in 75.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When that was unfortunate. The game I remember most from that was the game at Fenway when Sal Bando kept hitting balls off the wall. They were all going to go out of any other park, and they were doubles. But they'd won three in a row, and they were due for a couple bad breaks, I guess.
Well, last night was something else. Again, you see things all the time at the ballpark. You know, you and I talk about it all the time. Alan Hansen, there's something about him. Now, look, he's a switch hitter, right-handed. Even got a hit right-handed last night, which was huge. Pop-ups, not the greatest. This is not, give me a great second base. It's not, Joe Morgan or Ryan Sandberg going back on pop-ups.
Yeah, Dick Green.
Good one. But when he gets on, Bruce, there's action.
Yeah, I mean, he did snag one of the pop-ups. And you know, that's one of the toughest plays. As soon as a ball's hit like that, you can hear Kiper going, this could be trouble, no matter who it is.
Yeah.
And it was unfortunate. But, I mean, the overriding thing with Hansen last night was just the daring and the belief that he can make something happen out of nothing. And the whole dugout full of teammates who can't do that, but he can do that, and it made such a big difference.
Well, I you know, of course, I was probably talking to only you last night, but I brought up Mickey Owen, the 1941 World Series with he missed the third strike on Tommy Henrik in the World Series Game 4. And the Dodgers had a big lead at that point. The Yankees, Henrik got on base, and 5 runs later, they won Game 4 and took a 3-1 lead, and Hugh Casey probably threw a spitball.
Yeah.
But last night, you know, any time you see two out and a wild pitch where the guy gets the first, you say, wow, what's going to happen next? And sure enough, something happened where Pence has got three hits last night.
Yeah, he's still Pence. He's still a little off balance. He's not raking the ball up the alleys or into the stands, but the balls are falling in for him, and he's making a difference. I've thought all season that as discouraging as it can be to watch him, there's a spiritual element to him that matters. Yeah. You know, it's a baseball thing. They wouldn't think of unloading him unceremoniously. He can still do stuff for us, and I think he'll continue to do it. Not at a 350 hitting pace, but he'll do some things.
Well, if you put him in against a pitcher who throws fastballs doesn't throw, Petit ate him up.
Blown away slider
right,
from a right-hander, forget it. Yeah,
it was over. But
yeah.
he got a fastball and he swung and he hit it hard, and Olson deflects it, and then the fun started. You know, here it goes into the bullpen, and now. I like bullpens on the field.
Oh, absolutely. Give me more chairs.
Yeah. It goes in the bullpen. Chairs are flying around. Piscotty's coming in. And it was wild. And I'm sitting here, as you can tell, Bruce, I've got a good view.
You sure do, yeah.
You know, just to the left of home plate. And I'm saying to myself, send them.
Yeah, yeah.
Send them.
It's beautiful. Yeah, because down there anything can happen. You know, as much as Piscotty was upset about that whole chaotic scene, he got to the ball. He got a perfect hop.
Yes.
Straight to him. Nobody around him. He wheeled and threw, and he threw it way wide. A good throw, and he's a hero.
Yeah.
But with all the stuff that went on, I don't think he has a case. I really don't, because he was in position to take a perfect hop, wheel, and throw.
And plus, when it went to New York, then you never know.
Yeah,
what they're
right.
going to say
yeah.
at that point. But as Ron Wotus explained it this morning, Melanson did not have any intent to get in the way.
Trying to clear the way.
Which is all Melanson needed.
Yeah.
That's the last thing he needed, was to get in the way of that and have him put back there. That's the last thing the fan base needed with Melanson. But the beauty of the Internet and all the memes and GIFs that came out and all the pictures and wrestlers hitting each other over the head with chairs and all that kind of stuff, I thought it was really fun to see that, and that's baseball today.
Yeah, I want more sofas in the bullpens, you know, cabinets, maybe a refrigerator, you know, guys.
Furnish it.
Yeah, guys grabbing a beer as the ball's heading their way. Oh, my God.
That was pretty good. It was pretty good. But, look, let's face it, you know, there was game 100.
Yeah.
And we still are not clear about Samardzija. I see Samardzija was throwing a light bullpen
down there. Yeah.
He's on the hill, throwing a little bit. So we'll see. Is he going to pitch next week? But still, Bruce, we're at game 100. And just recapping a little bit of last night, because I think now you got to start recapping. Dodgers lose. Kershaw, we had J.P. Hornstra today. He said Kershaw was not Kershaw last night.
I watched some of that.
Did you? What did you think?
No, he definitely was not. He got a bad break. Muncy made a ridiculous error on a ball that came right up to his waist and with no bad hop, and he just went right through him somehow. But, you know, on the overall, guys were making good contact. He was behind in the count. He was laboring. And it didn't look like the Kershaw that we're used to, which is, you know, lights out.
Okay, well, that gives you hope.
Yes,
That this whole thing, even with 62 to go, four out is still four out. And the other team is not rolling.
Absolutely not rolling. Yeah,
maybe another trade this week. We'll see. More relievers are going to get moved.
I hope they don't get Britton. That would be tough on the
Sides. Well, I don't know how good Britton is.
He's not what he was 2 years ago. They say he's coming back to form, but who knows?
That's right. You don't know how they can use him, so we'll see where that goes. But then Colorado has won seven in a row.
Yeah.
And they knocked out Arizona last night.
They got a couple of guys I never heard of, like Murphy and some kid who came up for his first major league hit.
Hampton? Was that
him? Yeah. He's they've got a little something going right now. But, you know, I don't, as we've said, for at least in my opinion all season, I just don't see Colorado or Arizona just dismantling everybody. And it's good that the Dodgers are in that mix. It's good that they're all in it and playing each other and going to be fun.
You and I have this discussion every year about Colorado.
Yes, we do.
You know that. I always say, this is it. They can hit. They can pitch a little bit. And you always say, not.
I'll say it again.
Right.
I think they finish.
Every year.
They might finish fourth.
Every year we have the same conversation. Well, Greinke,
you might be right this
Greinke
year.
Goes today.
Yeah.
And Greinke has pitched great. But Arizona, again, it's time to sort of look at the division. Giants, we'll talk about this game in a minute, Manoah and Cueto. But Greinke goes for Arizona today, and that's a game, I don't want to say they have to win, But that's their guy, and if he doesn't win, then you flip the rotation again, and now you got the guys who are beatable.
Yeah, that's a big one. You know, it feels truly monumental. But, you know, the great thing about the season, it's sort of like we've been talking about this series, is, well, okay, this is going to tell us, we're going to know, but it won't. It'll tell us a lot of things. It'll tell us Brandon Crawford just ran across a country mile to make a play nobody ever seen before, and all this other stuff. But, you know, 3 weeks from now, we'll be talking about, oh, man, this is really going to comes down to, you know,
so true,
which is great, because you do feel that way right now. I feel that way about how big this game is, how big the Greinke start is, but there's so much time to go, and there's nothing to get discouraged about if you lose, as long as it's not 28-0 in the snow.
Yeah, and it's the way you lose too, and I think the Giants bullpen, you know, I was just looking at the notes, you'll get them as well. Giants bullpen since May is like the best in baseball, pretty much. How about that?
Yeah, that's encouraging. Maybe a little wear and tear showing up with Watson and Will Smith lately.
I think so.
Last night especially with Smith. But I tell you, Smith earlier this season, oh, man, he's been so tough. That breaking ball is just devastating. And, I think if they can somehow avoid using him every night, it's like Moronta. I'm sorry, I have to pronounce it correctly.
Yes, you do it well.
Moronta, you know, you like him not every single night. You like him with a little break. You like all these guys with a little break. But they've got enough depth. They're going to get Strickland back. You know, Ray Black's in the mix now. And, you know, if all these guys are clicking, that bullpen's going to be okay. It would be nice to get another pitcher, but, I think the bullpen is not their biggest concern, I don't think.
This is a tough game for the Giants today with Cueto. He's made his two starts, I said earlier, 10 innings and 14 hits and, I don't know, 7 or 8 runs, whatever it is. So we haven't really seen the Johnny Cueto. Is it in there? We'll find out today. But he goes against a very tough lefty in Minaya, and it's a day game. Day games at this place, the ball flies.
It really does. I love day games out here. I always have. It's just the weather. You know, I live in Half Moon Bay. I was totally socked in on my way to the barge station. You couldn't even see up the hill in Daly City. But anyway, it is great. And Minaya is a wonderful pitcher. He's really, really good. He's might be the ace right now. You're looking at the Cahills and the Andersons and Edmund Jacksons. How are they doing it? But he's been a bit of an anchor. And, you know, this for the A's, is as close as they are. If Seattle were to lose today and he pitches the gem, the A's are feeling awfully good.
Yeah, they're three back,
yeah,
I think, right now.
Fantastic.
Of Seattle,
yeah.
And the Giants go up there. So where are the Giants? Is it, you know, we talk about the elements of the game, pitching, starters, relievers. You talk about the defense. And then you talk about the hitting, and they're not hitting with power anymore. That's kind of fallen off. Where are they?
Well, I think where they are is, you know their weaknesses. You know they don't hit for power. Meanwhile, the rest of the division is Goldschmidt, Arenado, and Machado, you know, in the four and wherever. Those are the big guns. They don't have that. But they do enough things. Like, I think last night's a great example. They lose the game. But we're talking about, you know, the Crawford play, which was completely insane. We're talking about Alan Hansen. We're talking about things that happened during the game that were memorable, and there's a good spirit about them, and they do unlikely things, but that's what contenders do, sometimes against the odds, which are stacked against them. But, you know, all the teams in this division have their flaws.
They need to hit consistently.
Yeah.
And this 20-30 on the road.
Oh, that won't.
You know,
work.
That's 50 games already.
Yeah.
You know, you'd only have 31 left, and you want to kind of get closer to 500. Well, they're going to have to really hustle on the road to do it, and that's a big problem. And they just don't hit on the road for some reason. Again, trying to assess where they are today, and it's a good reason to do it. We've got the trading deadline coming up. Who are they? They've got to figure out who they are and what they may need or not need.
Mm-hmm.
But when they go cold, they all go cold.
Yeah. Yeah, and they don't have the 3-run homer to kind of bail out a slumping lineup. Yeah, it's, you know, we talked yesterday, I think, you know, Longoria is going to have to make a difference.
Yeah.
McCutcheon's going to have to step it up a little bit. Those two guys are key.
Yeah.
They're not Arenado, they're not Machado, but they're good ball players with a history. And now this is familiar, especially for McCutcheon, is winning time. You know, he's used to that. And for Longoria, you know, this is a treat. More often than not, he's been stuck in the doldrums, and I think he'll be pretty motivated. To come back. You know, Sandoval's been I no longer a pleasant surprise. He's Pablo Sandoval again, yeah. Which is a terrific thing. But
he made. Did you see him last night on the sacrifice bunt, which was a big bunt that set up the double play that Maranta and Crawford turned it from. You know, that was not an easy double play.
No, that was beautiful
because he was sort of halfway.
Yes,
and if you don't get the double play, the game's over.
Exactly,
the winning run is on third, so a lot of shortstops would come home and just take the easy play. But he went around, you know, the second to first. But the bunt that set it up, that Pinder got down, it was a very tough bunt. Mm-hmm. But Sandoval and Maranta almost came together. It was like worlds colliding.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, that was one of those moments, get out of the way.
Yeah, everybody got hurt on that play.
Yeah, Maranta was limping, and I don't know what happened to Sandoval.
Two guys at first.
Pinder never got up.
Hansen's on one knee.
Really, it was crazy. I mean, the game last night, Bruce, I'll tell you honestly.
Yeah, but they played good ball. They played smart ball a lot of the way.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I remember those things much more than how that A's rally unfolded. I'm sure I could come up with it.
Yeah.
You know, I remember Luke Roy winning and everything, but it was so competitive, and that's what this series is all about, and I think that's why the crowds have been so lively, and it's just good theater.
Yeah, I think the Bay Bridge series has been a success. A huge success.
Completely revived.
Right?
I've never liked it. I've been like an old crank. Like, you know, I like some parts of interleague play, but this thing never really got my attention very often. Just didn't seem like it's almost like the games didn't count.
It was like
spring training. But they really count now. It's been a 180-degree turn, and it's great.
Well, I like the fact a lot of people criticize the A's sort of taking on the Giants, marketing-wise, and maybe the front offices. And I know Henry had a lot to say, and he got a lot of grief on Twitter about it. But I think it's okay. What's wrong with that?
No, I think it's fun. I mean, they've been down for so long in the attendance. I mean, they get destroyed by the Giants every year in attendance and the publicity and the attention the press gives the Giants. And they're a little upset, and they're going to play a prank or two. It's Animal House.
Well, exactly. It's the Hollywood stars, you know, at Gilmore Field and the Seals or whatever.
Yeah,
it's okay to have a Bay Area baseball rivalry. It's healthy. It's
absolutely
good to have it.
Yeah, all the silly stuff.
I wouldn't want to have life without it.
Exactly. All the silly stuff, it matters. You know, the trophy, that's everybody's starting to talk about it a little bit, whether they like it or not. I mean, there's all these dynamics in play, and they're both in the races. And, yeah, it's really, really gained a lot of momentum in a short time. All of a sudden, it's extremely relevant and fun.
You and I are against the DH in the National League, and I was thinking about the game last night. You don't see many times an American League team bunting, and Ron Woda has pointed that out. You know, you don't know what they're going to do. They're going to bunt or not. They didn't want to run too many plays because of the fact that you don't know if they're going to bunt, you know, because American League teams don't do it. But coming over here, I haven't minded the DH. I don't know how you feel about it, but I haven't mind watching the games with the DH.
No, I agree. I covered the A's through a large part of the 80s. And, you know, although I don't like the DH, you always have it in the National League. You can go back to real ball. And when I covered the A's, I was never sitting up here in the press box just like stewing about this and that. It's baseball. It's still the game. I mean, the basic rules of the way the game is played don't change. You have a different guy in the lineup. The pitcher doesn't hit. I don't like that. But it's certainly, to me, nothing to get upset about watching an American League game at all.
No, I mean, Bumgarner walked six. I mean, whether it's a DH or not, he ended up walking six. We had Crawford doing an impression of Omar Vizquel or Eric Chavez or you know, Jerry Rice going down the line. We had one in center field.
Yeah.
Where he went backwards, looked like Mark Belanger at his greatest.
Absolutely.
And then we had the plays in right field, had the double plays. We had baseball last night. It wasn't, one home run. Only one home run last night, and I didn't add up all the strikeouts. I don't know how many they had. But only one home run, so whatever happened last night, we watched a game last night. And I think
and
it's instructive. I liked it.
There's plenty of strategy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It was.
Absolutely. It's not like you lose the whole strategical thing. So I think it's great that the one league has the DH and one has the other. Everybody can say, we can't play by two sets of rules. I don't believe that. The rules are the same. It's just how you construct the lineup.
Yeah, I think coming over here and doing it is fine. I like the National League ball, but I think coming over, this has been entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it on the internet. There's a Mexican League game. game. Did you see this with the umpires? Did you?
Where the guy made a full swing and they called it a check swing. I mean, he took a full swing. I mean, you can't.
You got to see this.
Yeah.
This is
YouTube. Call up worst call ever made in
right.
the Mexican League.
Exactly. And as Bruce said it, the guy takes a swing halfway and then continues.
Yes.
He like had two
all
levels
the way through. Yeah.
Right of the swing.
Yeah.
And the home plate umpire's looking. Doesn't make a call.
He needs some help, right?
Right, needs help. And he goes to the third base umpire, whatever, first base umpire, and the guy says, no swing. Well, they lost their jobs.
Yeah.
That was the end of that.
I mean, it's just incomprehensible stuff. But like you say, you see something a little different almost
every day. Isn't that
funny?
Yeah. And we get to that point now. This is the point of baseball where we do watch it. August 1st, they'll start doing the wild card standings every day.
Absolutely,
you
yeah.
know, and
right.
all that kind of yeah. stuff. Well, we had, how about one last thought, Matt Carpenter?
I was just going to say that.
How about what he's doing?
Yeah, the thing that struck me about the 16 total bases game when he hit three homers and two doubles, he got taken out in the sixth inning, and just from a distance, I'm going, well, Kim, what the hell? I mean, but what they were thinking was the game was so wild that if he'd been up again, he would have been facing, like, the third baseman.
Yeah.
And it would have cheapened whatever he did, and it just didn't seem right to pile it on when they'd run out of pitchers. And, you know, I would have loved to see him try to break Sean Green's record, but of 19.
Well, he's hit homers now today in six straight games.
Yeah.
He's hit in six straight games, and he's hit eight home runs in six. And he tied, I think Bonds had, I saw some note on Bonds, that Bonds had eight homers in six games. So Matt Carpenter, the left-handed hitter for the Cardinals, he's got like a 27 home runs right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something crazy.
Talk about a launch angle swing.
And his career was kaput early in the season. Nobody wanted him. He couldn't do anything right.
Yeah.
And here he is.
They keep throwing pitches into this wheelhouse.
Isn't that funny?
Somebody buzz him up high. Let's get some Ray Black in
really,
there.
Really? Why not? And I'm glad we could end on Ray Black. How about Ray Black?
Yeah. I love that guy. He's a great story. You know, Tommy John surgery, labrum surgery. He'd given up the game. And all of a sudden, he's playing catch with somebody. I forget, it was his dad or something. I don't know who's. And he goes, yeah, this doesn't feel so bad. I think I could, maybe I could do it one more time. And now he's almost back to what he was, which many years ago, he was throwing above 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was great to see him, and I think they need him. I think he's going to be a big part of it. But if he was not pitching, he was going back to grow vegetables.
There you go.
Right? In the family business. You know, and I did an interview with him. You know, I like peaches. And you know, the whole thing, Kashawasi Farms, the whole farmer's market thing.
Yeah.
And I did an interview with him about growing stuff. And that's what he was going to do.
Yeah.
So you're right. He started throwing the ball and says, yeah, it doesn't feel so bad.
Yeah,
his arm
had a rebirth. It grew back out of the earth.
What a story. Well,
yeah.
Minaya, 18 home runs, 16 to right-handed hitters.
Yeah.
The Giants have loaded the lineup with as many right-handed hitters as they can find. Do you hit right-handed?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to call you probably today.
I can hit a little lefty, but I don't know if you'd want to see it. But I'm going to call McCutchen going deep today.
Yeah, Bruce, you said it. McCutchen's got to be McCutchen, whatever that means, playing defensively. But offensively, he's got to hit the ball out of the park. He's got to make. They have to make something happen.
Yeah, you know, he's been stinging the ball routinely, but the stiff's been killing him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to go the other way. It's kind of not who he is. And, boy, he's had a lot of balls that have just been scooped up by guys who aren't supposed to be there.
I mean, he's a number three hitter.
Yeah.
And you'd like to see it. Crawford also has been slumping a lot lately.
Well, he didn't see anything last night.
Yeah, Buckner just put him away on that fastball up above. But Slater's in there today in left. Gorky's is in center. Huh. Kelby at second. Hundley is the catcher. Posey's the DH. McCutchen in right. Belt at first. He's the only lefty, I think, in Crawford. Those two in the lineup. And Darno is at third today.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, that's a bit of a patchwork, but it's just enough to win the game 8-0.
All righties. All right, we'll see. Great to have you here. I love doing the show with you here.
Oh, this is great. Yeah, I like we're in the visitors' GM box here,
right.
down the third base line with a great view of the field, and can see the Oakland Hills through the gap in Mount Davis and the upper decks. All good.
What is that thing they call out here? What is that big structure?
Mount Davis. Yeah, boy, it's rocking up there. I love Osler. Yeah, I was up there. Earlier this season, they had a big event. The nature of it escapes me, but I went up there, and you can't see the field. How about that? You can't see, you know, guys going back to the warning track.
I love Osler's comment. They should have a town crier.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the best. He's right there with you.
He's the greatest humorist we've seen since Jim Murray. He's the greatest humorist in sports writing by a long shot.
Yeah.
So great that we have him.
Yeah, he had the town crier going up there, the A's just scored.
Yeah, before the series are going, who's going to cover what? I go, well, you got to send, Scott's got to do the Mount Davis game.
I got to read it.
Should be.
Yeah, it's in the paper this morning.
Yeah, I got to read it.
All right, have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, that's Bruce Jenkins. More coming up on the Sports Leader.